The late Tanzanian President Julius Mwalimu Nyerere, soon after independence, said Zimbabwe was the jewel of Africa. Zimbabwe had vibrant industries, an internationally acclaimed social security net, and abundant natural resources. Some Zimbabweans now say the country's economy, which is also controlled by international market forces, has degenerated to unprecedented levels over the years under a black government. Economist Prosper Chitambara of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe says there's been no significant economic development over the years.
In terms of the economy, I think there's really nothing to celebrate. Even when you look at the wage levels, we actually worse off now than we were in, say, 1978, 1979, or even 1975. Real wages in 78 were actually higher than they are right now. So even for workers, they are actually worse off than they were in the colonial government. Of course, we thank God for the political freedom, but we need to translate this political freedom into tangible economic deliverables.
Tambara says most, if not all, policies implemented by the government since independence have not resulted in significant investment and economic development.
So the policies that government has introduced have not really dealt with those key binding constraints to investment. That's why investors will not come to Zimbabwe, because it's costly relative to countries like, say, Zambia, Mozambique, or even South Africa. So that's why when you look at the foreign direct investment inflows into sub-Saharan Africa, countries like Mozambique are doing very, very well. Even Zambia is doing well, because at least they've created an environment that provides incentives for investors.
Independent economic commentator Masimba Kuchera concurs the nation's economy is in a sorry state.
Unfortunately, the cumulative policies of government, most probably since the Economic Structural Adjustment Program in 1990, have made it very difficult for the economy to develop and achieve the potential that a lot of people have always talked about.
Kuchera and Chitambara strongly believe that unbudgeted payments of gratuities to former liberation war fighters in 1997, Zimbabwe's intervention in the civil war in the Democratic Republic of Congo in 1998, and the implementation of the Economic Structural Adjustment Program devastated the country's economy. Chitambara says the country's land reform program accelerated Zimbabwe's economic decline.
So I think for me that really had a negative impact on the agricultural sector, not just agricultural sector, but also on the rest of the economy, because as you know, agriculture is the mainstay of the Zimbabwean economy. So when agriculture sneezes, it means the rest of the economy catches a cold. Almost overnight, we became a net food importer, because remember, before 2000, we were actually a net food exporter.
The nation abandoned its currency in 2009 due to historic hyperinflation. Hundreds of companies have shut down since independence due to lack of capital and other issues. Harare resident Pestunia Shumba says, given the current state of affairs in the country, there won't be anything to celebrate when Zimbabwe turns 35 on Saturday.
We cry of a fallen economy, and we are all becoming vendors, and we really wonder who is going to buy from who, because the state of the economy is worrisome, and companies are closing each day, people are being booted out of their workplaces, and we really don't know how we're going to fare for the next coming years.
But for 36-year-old Harare businessman Simbarashe Ngarande, there is a lot to celebrate as the government has created business opportunities for local blacks, something they were denied during the colonial era. He says Zimbabweans are now proud owners of land and businesses thanks to the independence brought by President Robert Mugabe and his fellow liberation war fighters. But economists say the government must take drastic measures in order to improve the economy, burdened by a debt of almost $9 billion. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.